big hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and welcome. Great to have you here. Today's show is going to be a little bit of a self-help kind of theme, and I'm going to explore a notion in the world of particularly among people who describe themselves as Buddhists, of your thoughts, the power of positive thinking, your thoughts. And, you know, there's a great Buddhist expression that's attributed to Buddha that says, "We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts, and with our thoughts we make our world." And even right here in my studio, my two dogs here just love to tell me their own thoughts, and that's why I keep them around, because they're so communicative. But this topic about thoughts is an important one, because there is a tremendous amount of energy that we expend when we think, and the time that we put into thinking, the energy that we put into it, we expend energy when we think, believe it or not, and that is, it has a cause and effect, and it's useful to understand that when you get into this mode of trying to understand what's going on in my life, what is it that is causing certain things, why are things happening to me. You first start with, what am I filling my mind with? What are the things that occupy the gray matter in my brain? And it comes back to this notion of that we are what we think. And so I want to take you back just a little bit. And for me, it's about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, when I first moved to Palm Springs. I had been living in San Diego, California for a number of years. And it's one of those things where I can't truly say I was unhappy, because San Diego is just a fantastic place on so many levels, the weather, the topography, there's so much going on in San Diego, it's a great place to be. However, I knew, maybe 11, 12 years ago, I knew that it was just not where I wanted to be. It's not the place that, you might say, want to hang my hat and settle down. And so while I was enjoying living in San Diego and being there and all that good stuff, it was just something just wasn't right. But the reality I had was the fact that my employer, where I earned a living, was based in San Diego. And my whole world was around my job. I had a great career. It was going very well. And life as I knew it, everything was about work. It actually wasn't that bad. I had a pretty good situation when I think back about it. But I knew that something was missing, but yet what was holding me back from making a change? And I really didn't understand at that time, but looking back on it, a very large piece of that was the fact that I kept thinking of all the reasons why I couldn't be doing something else, or I can't live somewhere else. And all those negative things that were holding me back from actually achieving or accomplishing my objectives in life were what was filling my mind. And so it was one of those things where I was spending all my free time thinking about work and thinking about why I was kind of stuck living in that place, and you know, there's worse place to be stuck, I suppose. But it was, nonetheless, the it was affecting my my mind and so forth. And it's a lot of details about what was happening. It was a good time in my life, but yet it was not where I wanted to be. But one weekend, I had the sort of an epiphany. It was a moment when I had spent some time with someone who was a bit of a sage, an individual who kind of just sort of briefly, over a conversation, a casual conversation in a bookstore while having a cup of tea one afternoon, just asked me a very simple question, and that was, "What is it you want?" And I had to stop because I was stumped. And that person asked me what I wanted, and it wasn't about a material thing. It wasn't about a physical thing. It was, what is it you want? What are you seeking? And I paused and I realized for the first time in my life, I realized that I hadn't really thought of that. I had always thought about the things that were preventing me from doing something. Well, I'm stuck here because of this, and I can't do it because of that, or these things would get in the way. And all of a sudden, I realized that I couldn't answer a very basic question. So I walked away from that conversation and realized that all I knew was what I didn't want, and I didn't know what I wanted. So I spent time really thinking about it, and it was a very interesting opportunity because circumstance where some friends had invited me to go to Palm Springs for a weekend, and I made a visit. And that weekend was a shift where the center of my universe kind of shifted, and I realized that for me, the fact that it took me so long to get to that point, it was very significant. I got to the desert, and my entire mind opened up, and I had a chance to really relax and think about things. And for those of you who are listening who may be thinking, well, you know, what's the point of that story? It's really to represent the fact that I had to make there was a physical change involved where I physically, you know, went to another place and just spent time thinking about what it is I wanted, what it was that was important to me. And I realized that all of a sudden there were other options, that I could do things differently. And for me, that meant a relocation, a physical relocation from San Diego to Palm Springs, and I just uprooted and left. And, you know, people would say at the time, they had said, you know, you're crazy, you work here and you're going to live there. And for those of you who don't know the topography, the difference in between the two cities is about 2 hours. So it was a fair distance, a fair driving distance. And so I made a sacrifice. In a sense, a financial one, and one of my time, in the sense that I now was signing up, so to speak, to commute a very great distance to work just because I wanted to follow something that was important to me. I don't want to say it was a dream because I hadn't dreamt about living in Palm Springs, but it was something that I knew I needed to do. And so once I recognized that, I removed the obstacles from my mind. And that's really what my message today is in this show. It's about removing obstacles. And in my case, maybe I made a few mistakes along the way, and I had to make sacrifices that were very much geared toward the future. But nonetheless, nothing I did really interfered with my vision of what I wanted out of life. And so for me, I made that change by taking the steps that were needed to kind of jolt me out of the doldrums or the complacency. And, you know, it's an amazing shift that one can have when you actually make that physical change as well as the mental change or the thinking change. So I wanted to share that story with you because it is it's a little bit of an opportunity for me to move into some other topics related to this, specifically about what happens to you in your life or what can happen to you when you shift your mind, when you think differently, when you open your mind and replace the negative thoughts, the thoughts about what's holding you back. When you replace those with thoughts about what you can do and what you want to do. First, I would say that an important practical step, if you're going through this phase in your career, your family, your personal life, civic duties, whatever it may be, one of the important steps is to, of course, have that moment of thinking or those moments when you're really doing some deep searching, soul searching, and you're thinking about what your situations are and what you want. Once you get to the point when you've envisioned in your mind clearly what you want and where you want to go, and incidentally, that's another whole show or series of shows, I should say. I've written a lot about that subject, but for this, today's just a quick topic running through this. I think once you get to that point, what's very important is to write it down. You have to physically get a piece of paper, and for those of you who are younger generation who are about the computer age, and you know, I am too, but I would say to you, it is important to get a piece of paper and physically write with a pencil or a pen, something where you can put the movement of paper, of a pencil or a pen on paper. That action, the energy you put into writing, I think is important. And while you can accomplish that same objective through typing or on a computer, it is different. I'll tell you, it is different when you're moving your fingers on a keyboard versus writing and making the words with your hand. So I would say first step is go through that process of writing down on a piece of paper what it is you want to happen. And you should be very specific, be very clear with your written words. You should write, I want this to happen, or I want that in my life. I want to make the following change, and you specifically indicate it. That action of writing is important because, first of all, it gives you focus. It allows your mind to kind of wrap itself around a very clear thought. But the second thing that's extremely important here is you're setting something in motion. And this is it's a little unusual, but the concept is that you've actually put energy into those letters, into the words on the paper. And so the fact that you've now written them gives some weight to the concept, or weight to it, weight meaning heavy. And that weight is something that will kind of bring life to it, to the idea, when you're actually prepared to move forward with it. And so the next step in this process for you, after you've had the vision, the realization, as you write that down, the second thing you do is you have to revisit that piece of paper regularly, daily. Think about it. Focus on it. And what you're doing, the ultimate goal of what you're trying to do, is to fill your mind with those thoughts. You're looking to replace the negativity with, or the excuses, if you want to think of it that way. You want to replace those with the positive thoughts about what you want to happen. And so that is the second piece of this. Now, I want to take you back a minute to my example earlier, and I mentioned about, in my case, that physical relocation that I made to a different place. Now, interesting, because for me, I knew no one in Palm Springs at the time. A little over 10 years ago, I really didn't have a whole base, a social base or anything in this town. And so for me, the change, while it wasn't scary, it was just something very different, going someplace and kind of starting fresh. Well, it didn't take long for me to see changes, positive changes, things that took place around me. It was kind of like the universe immediately responded to the actions I took. The fact that I made a change in my life and followed through on a vision, I was sort of rewarded, if you want to think of it that way, by the universe with good things. And in a very short time, my life was filled with the kind of things that I felt were missing even just a month prior. So, again, going back to this, the change that I make initiated something. It was a series of actions that kind of affected me in a positive manner ever since I took that step. And I can remember thinking back to a time when I thought I was stuck living in San Diego or a different place, but all it took was that shift of my mind, and I found a reality of how I could move my world or make my world. Now, back then, I was at a different place spiritually. I didn't understand the power of positive thinking. I don't think I really understood how thoughts can affect us. They have such a profound impact on our lives and what we do and what happens. I mean, I like to describe it, if you're listening to this this is kind of new to you, I would describe this this notion. It's a combination of maybe prayer and positive thinking, because many people believe and understand and relate to the notion that prayer can be a very powerful force. Regardless of what your faith is, the act of acknowledging a higher power, a deity, God, whatever you may call that, and directing your thoughts and your mind toward that can be incredibly effective. So I think the notion of just, first of all, recognizing the power of positive thinking and that you, what you fill your mind with can make a difference and affect you. You're very lucky if in your life you can accomplish the things that you want. And again, this is not about material things or physical type stuff, not monetary belongings, just what it is you want out of life. First of all, there are an enormous number of people who really never stop and take the time to think about it, to think about what you want. And that's extremely important. So if you're one of the lucky few who can achieve that, to accomplish just the thinking of it, then the next step is actually making it happen, right? So if you can achieve both of those, you're extremely fortunate. Without a doubt, this life is filled with all kinds of twists and turns. There are good things and bad things that happen. There's bad things that happen to good people, as we know. We don't sort of deal the hand, do we? We just have to play the hand that we're dealt. And part of life is really not so much about what happens to you, but how you handle the things that happen to you or what comes your way. And so, again, it goes back to the thoughts that you fill your mind with. And so I want to transition now to this notion of things that can happen to you that you're affected by, and then what you do about them. So let's say, for example, you're a person who something unfortunate happened to you, in the sense of maybe it's sickness or could be something in the family, and you have, I mean, there's a lot of things that can be specifically called out here, but we'll keep it general for the sake of this show. So you have a couple things you can do when you receive bad news. You can, there may be a brief moment of grieving and you know, the sort of reality has to set in, I guess, but let's just move past that for a minute. You have a couple things you can do. You can continue to live your life in misery and gripe and moan and complain about it and be miserable, or you can choose to sort of move past that and not allow it to affect you completely, negatively. There are countless, I mean, just thousands and thousands of pages. I mean, maybe there's millions, hundreds of thousands, I don't know, a very large number of pages of books that have been written about people or by people who have had unbelievably difficult and traumatic and tough situations come their way. And the life that they live, in spite of that, is one which is filled with happiness, peace, and solace. These folks overcome those negative situations because of their thoughts. And so really what is happening here is this understanding, is where I'm getting to, of the need to move past those negative situations. So whether it's something that is blocking your goals and your visions in life, or it's responding to a situation that's kind of come your way, that's been dealt to you, those are things that you make a choice. The choice that we make in life is, I'm going to be okay with this, I'm going to make something good of it, I'm going to maximize the time I have in this situation, living in this city or dealing with this sickness or having this bad relationship or whatever it could be, and you decide that you're going to keep a positive mind and you're going to fill your mind with the thoughts that can actually help you rather than hurt you. So this is the theme of today's show. It's about filling your mind, what you decide or what you choose to fill your mind with. And so when you have a life that is filled with some twists and turns, some difficult things, maybe they're painful or full of sadness, how you handle those twists or bumps in the road makes all the difference. How you think about those, how you view them, and what you do as a result of thinking about them is what will fill your life. Always remember this basic notion. It's we are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts, and with our thoughts, we make our world. And so that is about how you think can make the difference. I mentioned earlier about the energy that we expend with our thoughts. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about this because thoughts are energy. There's all kinds of actual chemical actions happening in our brains with thought and things that we do. That's all, it's pretty much science. But the energy that's happening in your brain, it has a cause and effect. There are things that will happen as a result of what you think and what you do. And we're not talking about magic here. We're just talking about the fact that you can sort of affect your overall being by the things you fill your mind with. And so the message here is, regardless of your current situation or your current reality or the current world in which you live, always remember that with our thoughts, we make our world. So we're going to explore for a moment a story about an individual. It's somewhat I don't want to say that it's completely scary, but it's one of those things that people don't like to talk about. But it's about there's a group of monks who have done things in the past to kind of protest situations and where they live. And these monks have done very, very alarming things sometimes to just sort of move on. And I'm kind of really abbreviating a lot of it. But the situation is this. These are a peaceful group of monks. And one of them, as a form of protest, has ignited himself on fire. And the amazing thing here of the story, and I know that can be a shocking image in your mind to think about, but just for a moment, hang with me. Here's the point. In that case, there's video footage, there are people who've seen this happen live, where that monk is sitting there kind of in a lotus position, legs crossed, or some people might say Indian style, but it's a lotus position, completely engulfed in flames and burning up, dying, and that person does not even flinch. And the idea here behind this is not that you would want to do that, of course, because that's really not advised and it's quite painful. But this is the ultimate example of an individual who was able to transcend. Their thoughts were able to shift their reality. And this is a person in that case who was really able to fill their minds with a completely different set of thoughts. Now, that example that I'm illustrating, I'm leaving out a lot of details because I don't want to get into the politics of it on this show, but I would just say it's designed to make a point that the human brain is incredibly powerful. There are things that we can do that we do not realize. And so something relatively small in your life, like trying to change your mindset and shift your opinions, you could surely do that. If a human man or a human woman can allow themselves to be lit on fire and burn up and not flinch because they are at peace or at, focused on other things, and they sacrifice themselves, and that's the extreme example. Imagine something so minor like you just needing to kind of get yourself out of a bad mood, right? So it can be done. And assuming you don't have, other things going on in your life, like maybe it's a chemical problem or, maybe there's some mental health issues that could be in some people's way and kind of affecting other things, other processes. Let's just assume for a minute that you have a relatively normal life and you're blessed with good health. You have a choice. All of us have a choice. And this is really what today's show is about. It's about what you decide to think about. And I wanted to leave you with some thoughts about this, because how you perceive the situation or the reality that you're in is also very important. You can allow yourself, your mind, to sort of whip you into a frenzy where you think about nothing else but how difficult this is or how painful it is or how someone's making your life miserable or that boss or the coworker or your neighbor or whatever it may be. You may even think that some things are happening deliberately. Even if they are, it doesn't mean you have to live with that. and you may have to live with the situation until you find another job or until you're able to move or the law takes care of a situation, whatever it may be. But what you allow yourself, no one else can affect how you choose to think. And there are, you know, numerous examples of people who've endured torture and all kinds of other things, and they weren't pretty. But you can choose to think about things and allow yourself the freedom in your own mind because of what you have filled your mind with. So, what do you fill your mind with? How do you decide what to fill your mind with? And that's a very important aspect of this. Before we wrap up the show, I would like to, my phones are blinking here. I have a bunch of people calling in. I apologize. I'm not planning on taking any calls on this show today. But I do want to kind of touch on this briefly. What are the kinds of things that you should do to fill your mind? Okay, well, a lot of this is very dependent upon your point of view, your faith, your background, and if you have, if you kind of subscribe to a certain belief set, then you should embrace that. Don't try to change overnight to something that you're not, because it would be much more difficult for you to be effective. So step one is go with what's comfortable to you, okay? If you have a particular dogma or belief or faith, go with it. If you're comfortable with it, use that as a thinking process. Secondly, you need quiet time. You need to have time where you can be alone, where you can think. And sometimes it can just be in the car. Sometimes it's in bed before you fall asleep at night. But for sure, you need a minimum of 15 minutes per day. The next thing you need to do is you need to be able to write things down. And as you think about things, you can make notes along the way. But you should fill your mind with one of two things, either words that you're reading in from a book, you know, printed text or online. So I guess the three things. The second thing could be if you happen to have someone who you like to listen to, maybe it's a preacher or someone, or it's a book on tape, that's fine also. Positive thinking is okay to listen to. But the third thing would be music, and preferably music without words. Thinking about something that's going to be classical music or some kind of easy listening type, you know, jazz, or it could be something that's more new age or spiritual type music, whatever it might be. Preferably words don't get in the way, but if they have to, music can be very peaceful and calming. The notion here is you want to allow your mind to be filled with some things that will stimulate the brain. And so you can read words, and you can listen to music afterward. But allow yourself that time. Those steps you will take are the first in a process that can help you replace those negative thoughts in your mind and take you on the path or on the road to affecting your life more positively. So as I wrap up today's show, I just want to again leave you with those words that I started off with today, that we are what we think. And all that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make our world. Do keep that in mind, and I hope you tune in to my next show will be further examples about filling your life with thoughts and making positive change. You've been listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. Thanks so much for being here today, and I'll see you soon.